You're listening to SBS News.
The number of Australians becoming infected with coronavirus continues to rise, and the latest figures put the daily increase at its highest level since the pandemic started. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd, says another 502 people have been identified as having COVID-19 in the past 24 hours.
This is the single largest daily number of diagnoses of COVID-19 in Australia since the pandemic began. The previous highest reported number of new cases in a single day was 469 cases almost 4 months ago on March the 28th. We reported only two cases on June the 9th, less than 6 weeks ago, and this shows how quickly outbreaks can occur and spread.
Victoria has been unable to achieve substantial reductions in its case numbers despite 2 weeks of more stringent restrictions in Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire north of the city. Premier Daniel Andrews says thousands of people who have tested positive haven't complied with the self-isolation requirements. Of the 3,810 cases detected between the 7th and the 21st of July, 3,400 people did not isolate themselves between when they first felt sick and when they went to get their test. That's almost 9 in 10 people. And of those 3,810 cases, 2,056 people did not stay at home between when they had their test and when they got their results.
53% of people continuing to go shopping, continuing to go to work, continuing to do all sorts of things, even though they've got symptoms, they feel sick, sick enough to get a test, and then somehow not willing to stay at home and wait on average a couple of days, and sometimes sooner, to get the results of that test.
Premier Andrews says people need to get tested as soon as they experience any symptoms, because that's when they're most infectious. He says it's vital that they then isolate at home until they get their results.
People moving around the community when ill, people moving around the community when waiting for a test result, that's in no one's interests. And it will just mean that this lockdown runs for much, much longer than the 6 weeks that we have foreshadowed.
Mr. Andrews says he can understand some people feeling tempted to keep working even if they're sick or awaiting their test results because they're worried that they won't be able to pay their bills. He's pleaded with people in that situation to contact the Victorian Coronavirus Hotline on 1800 675 378 and apply for a $1,500 relief payment so they can stay at home and pay for their expenses rather than risk spreading the virus. That message got reinforced by Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton. He says the very risky time in terms of community spread is when people first feel unwell.
You're actually most infectious in the first couple of days of your illness. So the very beginning of that runny nose or sore throat or cough or low-grade fever is when you're most infectious. You're probably not that infectious after 7 days. So getting tested very early on and isolating right at the beginning is a really key action. And I think they're things that are not being done so well through this wave as for our first wave.
The pandemic is continuing to be deadly, and the latest people to die are two men in their 90s in Victorian aged care. The Australian Medical Association has reiterated its call for a much harder lockdown in Victoria. People in Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire are 2 weeks into a 6 week stay-at-home stage 3 lockdown. And from Thursday, masks and face coverings will be compulsory in those areas with only limited exemptions. Victorian AMA President, Associate Professor Julian Raitt, says there's enough intensive care capacity in Victoria at the moment, but he's worried there could still be problems as hundreds of healthcare workers are getting infected. He told the ABC a New Zealand-style lockdown is needed.
That's a very difficult thing to do, but it may be the best measure to actually reduce these infections more quickly. So the healthcare system could well be overwhelmed, if perhaps not through, you know, running out of intensive care beds, then certainly running out of staff. And so this is why we need to sort of find a solution to the rising number of cases ASAP. And we have to move from a so-called light lockdown to a hard lockdown, because otherwise we just won't contain things.
New South Wales has recorded another 16 cases, and Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the next few weeks will be critical. The cases include one in hotel quarantine and 15 from known outbreaks. Three are linked to the Crossroads Hotel, 11 to the Thai Rock restaurant, and one is a close contact of a Western Sydney case not tied to a cluster. On Friday, new measures will be introduced requiring businesses to comply with COVID-safe registration, including a 10-person cap on group bookings at hospitality venues such as pubs. Premier Berejiklian says the changes will be strictly enforced.
I'm still not seeing the level of compliance that I want to see from patrons and also from the businesses themselves, but that will change on Friday, because any business that doesn't do the right thing will have the book thrown at them, and if we don't find them ourselves, we expect members of the community to let us know, and or staff members for that matter.
Queensland has had one case, which was a person in hotel quarantine. 214 Australians are in hospital with the virus and 40 are in intensive care. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.